CD 4.
Lutze patiently adjusted a tiny mirror to redirect sunlight more favourably on one of the bonsai mountains. He hummed tunelessly under his breath. Lobsang, sitting cross-legged on the stones, carefully turned the yellowing pages of the ancient notebook on which was written in faded ink, "The Way of Mrs. Cosmopolite."
"Well," said Lutze, "the way has an answer for everything, does it?"
"Yes."
"Then," Lobsang nodded at the little volcano, which was gently smoking,
"how does that work? It's on a saucer."
Lutze stared straight ahead, his lips moving.
"Page 76, I think," he said.
Lobsang turned the page. "Because," he read.
"Good answer," said Lutze,
gently caressing a minute crag with a camel hair brush.
"Just because, master, no reason."
"Reason? What reason can a mountain have? And as you accumulate years, you will learn that most answers boil down eventually to because."
Lobsang said nothing. The Book of the Way was giving him problems. What he wanted to say was this. "Lutze, this reads like a book of the sayings of an old lady. It's the sort of thing old ladies say. What kind of koan is, 'It won't get better if you pick at it,' or 'Eat it up, it'll make your hair curly,' or 'Everything comes to he who waits'? This is stuff you get in Hogswatch crackers."
"Really?"
said Lutze, still apparently engrossed in a mountain. "I didn't say anything."
"Oh, I thought you did. Jimmy sank more pork?"
"Yes, I didn't have to sweep floors there."
"Were you a good thief?"
"I was a fantastic thief." A breeze blew a scent of cherry blossom. Just once, thought Lutze, it would be nice to pick cherries.
"I have been to Ankh-Morpork," he said, straightening up and moving on to the next mountain. "You have seen the visitors we get here?"
"Yes," said Lobsang. "Everyone laughs at them."
"Really?"
Lutze raised his eyebrows.
"When they have trekked thousands of miles seeking the truth?"
"But did not Wen say that if the truth is anywhere, it is everywhere?" said Lobsang.
"Well done. I see you've learnt something at least. But one day it seemed to me that everyone else had decided that wisdom can only be found a long way off. So I went to Ankh-Morpork. They were all coming here, so it seemed only fair."
"Seeking enlightenment?"
"No, the wise man does not seek enlightenment. He waits for it. So while I was waiting, it occurred to me that seeking perplexity might be more fun," said Lutze. "After all, enlightenment begins where perplexity ends. And I found perplexity. And a kind of enlightenment, too. I had not been there 5 minutes, for example, when some men in an alley tried to enlighten me of what little I possessed, giving me a valuable lesson in the ridiculousness of material things."
"But why Ankh-Morpork?" said Lobsang.
"Look in the back of the book," said Lutze.
There was a yellow, crackling scrap of paper tucked in there. The boy unfolded it.
"Oh, this is just a bit of the almanac," he said. "It's very popular there."
"Yes, a seeker after wisdom left it here."
"It's just got the phases of the moon on this page."
"Other side," said the sweeper.
Lobsang turned the paper over.
"It's just an advert from the Ankh-Morpork Guild of Merchants," he said. "Ankh-Morpork has everything."
He stared at the smiling Lutze.
"And you thought that..."
"Ah, I am old and simple and understand," said the sweeper, "whereas you are young and complicated. Didn't Wen see portents in the swirl of gruel in his bowl, and then in flight of birds? This was actually written. I mean, flights of birds are quite complex, but these were words. And after a lifetime of searching, I saw at last the opening of the way, my way."
"And you went all the way..."